A pastor tells the story of going into a parishioner's house. And they had a very obnoxious 4 or 5-year-old. At one point in the dinner, the parents were out in the kitchen. The pastor was sitting in the dining room with the 4 or 5-year-old. 4 or 5-year-old was getting very, very obnoxious, and a pastor tried to calm him down. Kids started screaming. Parents came running to see what the matter was. The kid said, "He hit me! He hit me! That man hit me!" Parents were embarrassed and perplexed, looking to the pastor for an explanation, and he turned to them and he said, "Oh, no. No, I didn't hit your son. I would never strike the head of a household." Ow! Well, it got me thinking. I routinely hear from parents things like their 4-year-old, their 5-year-old, their 6-year-old, their 8-year-old is keeping the whole household in turmoil. Any moment, they are held hostage to eruptions, to emotional explosions, to arguments, to disobedience, to uncooperativeness, to surliness, to moodiness, to nastiness, to physical attack. Routinely, parents will say, "It's just so unpleasant. He's so unpleasant. Our house is in chaos. I don't feel like I'm the parent here." Now, folks, when you listen to this program, many of you like the fact that I don't sugarcoat it. Some of you don't. Some of you say, "Dr. Ray, I don't agree with you. I think we need to hug and kiss and love and sing kumbaya at all times." Well, that's okay. If that works for you, go ahead. Not saying you have to do it the way I suggest. However, the majority of you like the fact that I don't dump syrup all over some of these answers. And this is going to be one of those answers that I'm not dumping syrup all over. I'm going to put this as blunt as I can. Listen up. Don't go anywhere. Listen to this. Hear me. If a 4, 5, 6, 8, even 10-year-old kid is running a household, is causing daily chaos, is making everyone miserable, including siblings, the parents, in the vast majority of cases, are allowing it. There is no way a 4, 5, or 6-year-old, unless they are possessed, and thank God very, 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 very few of those, can dominate a household. If you are at the end of your limit, if you believe this child is driving you nuts with the constant misbehavior, the constant challenging, the constant fits, the constant arguing, the constant moodiness, the constant wrangling, the constant debating, the constant nagging, the constant badgering, the constant ignoring, the constant blowing off. If this child is driving you up a wall, look to yourself. How has this happened? How have you permitted it? A 5-year-old kid does not have the power to run things. They can't. They have no money. They're not big and strong. He is 47 pounds, 95th percentile. They don't have any social leverage. They don't pay any bills. They don't own anything. All they can do is be difficult and obnoxious. That's it. That's it. Well, Dr. Ray, isn't that plenty? If you let them. If I have a 5-year-old that's going to be defiant with me, he's going to find out what his daddy controls. When the next 9 privileges come up and his daddy looks right at him and says, "Oh no, you can't have that. Not after that fit you threw. Oh, there's no way you're getting your favorite cup. Here's a plastic cup. Oh, no, 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 no. You got green beans and soup. You do not have pizza and chicken and chocolate cake like the rest of us. Not after you did what you did. He's going to find out. When my four-year-old son, who came to our house after living in an arrangement where he basically could do whatever he wanted for 4 years, refused to go to bed, hadn't been made to go to bed, pretty much ever. And his daddy put him in bed, and his daddy held him in bed, and his daddy said, "Johnny, you're not moving until I decide to let you go." And he could tell by his daddy's grip that this man meant it. He was much, much, much more determined than this little four-year-old boy was. Under a minute, he stopped. He realized, he perceived, this was different. Never had a bedtime problem after that. Now, of course, not all children are that way. But if you would have seen this boy, you would have said, "Oh my gosh, why did they adopt?" But you see, a four-year-old is not going to run a home. At least not where I live. Oh yeah, they'll misbehave. Oh yeah, they do all kinds of things wrong. You can't stop that. But the matter of control, the matter of I am the big person, and if we are going to go to church, I'm not going to have to worry in church that you're going to act like a lunatic. I'm going to take you out of church. We will go to the bathroom. I will stand you in the corner. I will swat your bottom. I will take you to the car. I will put you in your car seat. This is not something you're going to do without experiencing the results. I'm bigger. I'm smarter. I'm stronger. I'm faster. I control everything. No 4, 5, 6, 8-year-old is going to run this house. And I think what has happened is we have lost that attitude. So many parents are defeated by a little kid. How did that happen? Only a small percentage of our parents would have permitted that to happen. Small percentage. If a little kid is driving you nuts, if a little kid is running your house, if a little kid is making your life miserable, do not look at the little kid. Do not think, "What's wrong with this child?" Look inward. What am I doing? What am I not doing that is permitting this to happen? For a five-year-old to have that kind of control, it has to be given to him. It has to be handed over in the vast majority of cases.